Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
One team that does not seem united currently is the African National Congress. So they had the NEC meeting in Boksburg, and in his closing address, the president of the ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa, mentioned that they would be relooking at their structures, specifically the PEC, Provincial Executive Committees. You obviously know that the ANC didn't perform so well in Gauteng, they didn't perform so well in KwaZulu. I'm not quite sure what that means exactly. I'm not sure if that means that the people that are currently in power will no longer be. But it does leave me with a niggling feeling, because we've seen something like this that was attempted to be done in a second term, and it didn't end well for the person who tried to do that. I'm talking about Thabo Mbeki. There are rumors that he was looking for a third term, etc., and so on. But this is obviously nowhere close to what Cyril is proposing, because what Cyril is saying is they'll do it within the confines of the ANC constitution. However, if you look at Gauteng and the kind of support that somebody like Panyaza Lesufi enjoys, I think it's pretty strong. You don't want to get on the wrong side of those people, because you're also going to be headed towards the national election, and you're going to need those numbers if you are to get out of this coalition that you're in. Unless you've resigned your faith to the fact that, you know what, as an ANC, we can continue to lose power, we'll survive our coalition, in which case, great. In case it ain't, I get Mtolo no Duma, Mina, I've always felt like they can get flushed. So that one, you can do it as you wish. I'm telling you this, I was there this weekend. What are your thoughts, Mfundo?
You know, starting with KZN, I think it was bigger than them. There's the view by some that they're scapegoating here, that there was no way, if an ANC nationally would not recognize the amount of damage that the former president could have done, then how could they, as just a province? They needed more support. There was just no way. If most political parties are saying that somehow they felt the impact of Umkhonto we Sizwe, then I suppose never mind their behavior in KZN, but they really could have done nothing much with the Umkhonto we Sizwe wave. There was nothing to do there.
But they worsened it.
I don't know. I think the outcome would have still been the same, honestly speaking. Never mind their behavior. And then in Gauteng, that PEC, I think reconfiguration there or augmenting it would mean perhaps a few NEC members here and there, but I think they would retain, if anything, Panyaza Lesufi. But I suppose even there with the ANC, they probably saw fault lines, because just post the establishment of the Government of National Unity, and now they had to form the Government of Provincial Unity, that decision of theirs to form their own permutation without the Democratic Alliance, I think for some, became worrisome. That are they not going to create a launch pad for many who are opposed to the inclusion of the Democratic Alliance nationally, where you could hear even a Solima Paila here and there say, don't touch Panyaza, and things like that. So I think maybe they're trying to address that let's speak in one voice. So I don't think we can exclude the fact that they decided to have their own permutation of a coalition government, that could have worried the NEC as well, beyond their poor showing.
Mpo, the problem here is that this could be seen as those who are currently in power to be sidelining those that they think will be in power next. So, for example, Panyaza Lesufi, whether you like him or not, is a very strong ANC candidate, enjoys a lot of support. And if you were to get rid of him, and it's a big if, because we don't know that's what they want to do, who would you replace him with?
That's the thing. I don't think in Gauteng anyone stronger than Panyaza has actually put up their hand. And even then, like you and Fundo are saying, the biggest question with regards to this reconfiguration is why? What is it that you're actually trying to achieve? Are you moving along factionalism? Are you moving because you are trying to be stronger? We heard SG saying in the next election they would like to get rid of GNUs and be able to get an outright majority again. Again, that's another big question. Will you ever be able to get there? And if you are able to get there, like you say, who are the people that are going to get you there? Are you now going to strengthen the likes of Panyaza, or are you bringing in other people and hoping that in the next 2 to 3 years those people will be strong enough?
Now, here's the kicker, Saul. If you are rejigging these PECs because of lack of performance, fine. Nobody can dispute that. It's right there in front of us. They perform poorly. But you know who else performed poorly? The National Executive Committee. Because nationally, the ANC also did they did horribly. So, if you're getting rid of the likes of Fayaza, Mdolo, Duma, then what about yourself?
Yeah, like Mfundo said, it's pretty much scapegoating, man. You know, the ANC lost elections nationally. Yes, they did if you zone in into the provinces. And also, it's time now that the ANC decides. Do they want to put the ANC forward or do they still want to play factional politics? Because I don't see anyone to replace Panyaza who's as strong as Panyaza, and he's your best candidate in the ANC. Because if he doesn't, is not part of the structure, then it tells me that he's being blocked for 2027. So do you want to, you know, block someone who could be the best player for the organization nationally? I don't know. And then in KZN, I don't blame him.
And also, sorry, let's just be honest. If you are blocking him, you're blocking him for whom?
That's
for
the
SG.
Question.
The SG and his yachts, I think he's lost favor. A lot of, he's running out of water. Him and his yacht.
So give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-0959.
Sizwe, ANC, iphelile sizwe, kuphelile nge ANC. Ngamaphosa has destroyed ANC. You can't have two provinces account for the results of the national. ANC it only perform well in Limpopo and Eastern Cape. The rest of the province, the ANC has performed dismal. So the only thing that they need to do is to recall at least a new conference to elect new leadership, the entire new leadership from the head, because the leadership of the ANC of Cyril Ramaphosa also failed to convince people on the ground to vote for the ANC. So you can't blame two provinces for poor result of national.
You are afraid to listen here, right? So here's the deal. Yeah, they can like reconfigure KZN PEC. I see that one happening definitely. As usual, an album. But how thing, they cannot touch those guys, I promise you. I was just thinking yesterday, you would see if Panyaza were to ever join MK in Gauteng, like, it's done. Like, MK is taking over the country, so they must tread very carefully when it comes to Panyaza.
Yes, they shouldn't touch him. You're very right about that. Utuma nomdolo vele ama nothing. So there's nothing there. They can get rid of those guys. Nothing's going to happen.
Sizwe and the team. The team in both our provinces. They must stick to their guns. Dismantle them. Especially Gauteng. Because still, the national is Zanga. So even the national is very much disbanded.
It's a good thing for you, boy.
Yes, sir. Yabona, where to offish Ukalukbonekanda. So, mind in King Awoodsi, ANC, in Atibon, to fish Ubonekanda, Besayona, Ike to Woodsi, in Amlum Silla of fish, Iegi Kanda, Yokube, Ubon, and Umzimba of fish. Uma ikhandela sozwanga sizwe ngicabanga ukuthi nje kuyomela nje benze operation clean up abantu bathathe pension ayikho
lena. So here's the thing, right? It's a good friend of the show's Dumsani. He says, well, the ANC has never done anything different since 1994, and yet they always expect better results. Now at this stage, the ANC's primary challenge is poor service delivery, and people align or misalign or disalign with the ANC based on the ANC's government record of delivery and not necessarily on the internal organizational matters, which is true. When the ANC was delivering well in terms of service delivery, their votes went up during the Mbeki tenure. And then when things started to go down, yeah, we're not going to again.
But guys, we can't speak about the provinces since national. National performed badly because these two big provinces are the ones like we call number vote. That's why national didn't perform. I see your auto and national, then I'm a province award. That's why they wanna reconfigure them. But anyway, our politics.
I hear what you're saying. So you're looking at the building blocks, right? If a house collapses, you don't go, hey, the house collapsed. It's something wrong with the bricks. But likewise, I can also say if the house entirely is built wrong, it will put more strain on the bricks. You see?
Nibafuna kususa wani uPanyaza. The only light ekhona manje for bona. Ay, mara yabazame siboneni. Mara ma green beans lawa letho uPanyaza already sawayakutshela ngeuniform ukuthi azowela kuphi. Asivaleni kanjalo.
Mina la ngkhona ngithi ne man eyenisehla lephansi phole ngoba ifa nje indzaba ye MK and MK it's a fashion and fashion comes and go. So lasi mekhona lana that fashion of MK after say pelile. My support ANC will go back to ANC ngoba yonke invo lebhakwe ngeflower ye ANC will remain ANC. Labanye ma support after MK aboya ku EFF labanye will go back to ANC. Kuba nje ne small party nyana levulwako after that but will never exist. Thank you. Shabai.
Nami, I do believe that eventually all roads lead back home. So let's see.
Good morning to the team Epelele for the very first time this year. Sizwe, I value Lentele. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. I value Lentele. I circle Lentele to your ANC. It has been, I want to use the word useless, as being nice to them. Honestly, they've let our country down the toilet. So I value Lentele. If he thinks they are going to get majority ever again, LIC.
I say, Kinto Yayo, Adasas, no good to Benzi. Intercellular, good Balogabe Sagasa, Baka, Batabula Betunga, and Mebabu and Umtu, but we are in the stitches in Chrome West. I can the Bayabo, ANC, Jack Melanger, even a Pumegu Polotiki, even a union, Yabasabins.
That's funny.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.